Part of my haiku. Sweet. Balad.
They say laughter's the best medicine. Well, consider this your booster shot. You are now listening to the three funniest guys I know.
All right, we're all pumped up for episode 13 here. We're going to bring in the new year for everybody. It took us approximately 3 hours to get technology set up to be able to do this, but I think we've got everybody here. Keith's taking some responsibility, but I think we're all set up now. So everybody say hello. Keith, how you doing?
I say well over good, because I always do good, but not so well.
Nice. Mike, how are
you?
I'm
good. I was just packing my bags. I have a flight tomorrow.
Okay. We can talk more about that. Tim, what's up?
Hey, everything's doing real well here. We're planning on a visitor tomorrow.
I don't know how that's going to work out. But
I would like to explain the guest room in detail.
Yeah, let's get a rundown of that.
Of what? The guest room?
Yeah, because the guest room is like a thing. Yeah, the
Where's Mike going to be staying tomorrow, deal. Tim?
Especially when you're like 40. It's not the 22-year-old guest room. The 40-year-old guest room is like, maybe there's a theme to it.
No, I'm a single guy, dude. No. Nothing fancy necessary. Just maybe like a pillow and a blanket. I'm good.
Yeah, but the wife super makes awkward. At 40.
We are part, and I thought Josh had told Mike this, we're part of the lifestyle. And so he's staying with us.
I'm a top, just so you know.
Okay.
Just so you know.
I thought maybe you guys were like Parisian.
It's a California Parisian. King. So I guess, I don't know, in the middle or the left.
So you can crawl away from the asshole. Great.
Don't make it weird. My gosh, we're adults.
I just checked my flight schedule. All flight got canceled, bro.
Oh, yeah. Got canceled, Tim.
Flight got bumped.
No, our guest bedroom is downstairs. It's in the basement. You got your own shower. We also have a little gift basket for you that has Fireball,
gift basket,
IPA, a fleshlight.
It has a fleshlight.
It has everything you need.
Okay, well, I'm only going for 4 days, right? So I don't know why a shower matters. But the fleshlight, I'm in.
Man. And you also just Fireball. I feel like we.
And also just Aaron Neville on repeat for the fleshlight.
All right, dude.
I don't know. White people singing Aaron Neville. That's be a whole YouTube channel.
That's great. Hey, I feel like we're remiss in not having a Fireball shot ready for New Year's, man. Mm.
All right,
How do we do that?
That's poor planning.
Let's do it up.
That is poor planning.
Hey, listen.
I didn't even get a script for this week. You guys get one?
What time do you want us to pick up at the airport? I'll bring the fleshlight if you just sit in the back.
Oh, God.
I got to work that thing myself?
Let's not even talk about that.
We have a nice big Afghan you could throw over yourself.
Depends on who's driving. It's a gig economy, my friend.
Yeah, I don't know if this dude's kidding or not, man.
Now, don't be weird about it. Lindsay will drive. I'll be in the back room. Don't be weird.
It
would be weird.
Josh called you his best friend, so I think there might be some truth to this.
Don't be weird. Trust me, Josh is he's aware of the fleshlight.
I know a thing or two about the backseat.
He's like, oh, hey, man, I just had a tough trip to Alaska. Ugh, thanks for picking me up. Here's your fleshlight, bud.
That was a rough trip.
Here's your fleshlight.
That was a rough trip. Hey, we got to talk. So I mentioned that we should have Fireball ready, and the reason we should have Fireball ready is because we're over 1,000 downloads. We haven't really discussed this. I never in a million years thought this would actually be downloaded 1,000 times. What are you guys' thoughts on this? I'm kind of blown away.
It's the same way I feel that you won the fantasy football. I don't think.
Yeah, the stats are padded.
You think it is? I don't know. Well, yeah. I got a hat. I ordered a hat. There's more coming.
I have not told a single person about this.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure 900 of the downloads are from my friends.
I am embarrassed.
Yeah, Mike gets it out there, and good for him.
Good for us.
Good for him.
I'm embarrassed.
Hey, before we go any further, I need to put a shameless plug out there. Here's the thing, everybody. We're getting so popular that it's time to start taking emails. We'd like to give you advice. We'd like to make comments on whatever you'd like us to make comments on. Email us. It's at funniestguysiknow@yahoo.com. That's funniestguysiknow@yahoo.com.
Fuck, I've been sending so much shit. If you're that person out there that's saying,
oh, I'm sure they're getting other emails and stuff, please send us an email. We'd love to get one. We'll talk about it. I promise you, if you send us an email, it will show up on the show.
Oh, wait, we did open it up for questions.
We haven't got a single email?
No, we haven't gotten any emails.
It's not true.
People need to get on this.
All right. We got one.
Okay, well, we got one.
The first five-star review was a guy I worked with. Sorry, guys.
All right, dude. I'll tell my people.
It was Tim acting like a bunch of girls. All right, and so we're going to get some emails. We're excited. We want to answer them. We will answer them if you send them to us, so send them our way. But the next thing we're going to move into is this.
Eeny, meeny, miny, moe, catch a piggy by the toe, iffy. I'll just make up your mind, this or that.
I thought we decided we can't have eeny, meeny anymore.
Hey. Have you guys heard that white people dance to the lyrics and black people dance to the rhythm? I just proved it.
Okay. Good to know.
I never heard it, but I guess.
Good to know.
I guess I have to believe you.
You never heard that? You never danced with the black person.
So there you go. Yeah.
And white people are like, oh, hey.
That may or may not be true. Hey. I don't remember.
It's we're going to talk. Guys. We're going to talk this or that. Would you rather
$30 more?
You asked it. You asked.
Have
you asked
all
it.
Football yeah. canceled? Would you rather have all football canceled for the next 10 years, or wear a mask for the next 10 years? No football, or wear a mask.
Soccer football? Yeah.
No, the real football. The one with the pigskin.
Life isn't fair.
I'd wear a mask always.
Mike. I want to hear you on this.
Hey, look like I've become a soccer fan, bro. I'm not wearing a fucking mask.
No mask.
I hate him. Fucking hate him.
Man, I'm trying to look for something.
If you're sick, wear a mask.
No, dude.
Yeah. I was looking for something to try and get Mike to answer that he'd actually wear a mask for 10 years.
No. Nope.
Nothing.
Oh, he's got hiccups.
Tim, what about you? Football canceled or 10 years of the mask?
We know his answer.
Well, yeah, of course you know my answer. We care about people in Washington. We care about their health, and so I'm going to wear a mask.
If you rewind 12 months from today, and they would show news clips of Asians on subways in Japan or wherever country they're from wearing masks, and Americans used to laugh at them, and now look, we're all high and mighty. I can't believe you're not wearing a mask. You're killing people. Oh, fuck you.
Hey, Mike, do you not know where Asians are from?
Asia, stupid.
Or wherever they're from.
You know what I mean. Whatever Asian country they're from.
Go ahead and name a couple.
Vietnam, China, Japan.
Okay, and he knows a couple.
Thailand.
Hey, let's move on to the next question. I feel like this or that is getting so out of hand. Okay. This is one that's just kind of.
It's my fault. My computer.
Do I get trivia bonus points for that?
Would we? This or that, guys. This or that. Be trapped in an Olympic-sized pool.
You can go with this.
With a great white shark for a minute. Or wipe your entire face with a gimpy leaf.
Gimpy. It's full circle.
You have to wipe your entire face with a gimpy leaf.
Dude, I'll take the shark every day.
The death leaf, or whatever they call it. Or are you spending a minute
in an Olympic-sized pool? I can bite a shark off. Guaranteed.
I guarantee it, I can do it.
In an Olympic swimming pool where he can't come underneath me? done deal, dude. Fucking Great White Shark's dead. Gibby plant, fucking, I'm done.
All right, Tim, what about you?
I have a couple of questions. What type of shark?
I told you a great white shark.
I'll go with the shark because what you do is you go into a corner, and as the shark is coming towards you, just it's a real quick bop right on the snout. The shark doesn't want to mess with you.
I go gill.
And then if the shark does come back.
That's great, Tim. We've all seen the thing where the guy punched the shark and got away
with it. Well, then obviously you know that.
Reality.
No, that was reality. It wasn't. It wasn't autoerotica or anything like that. It was a real deal.
Yeah, but in real life, like your odds
it's neutral territory
before the great white takes you.
I'm popping him in the nose, and then I go left hook right into the gill, to Keith Sweat's point.
Yeah.
That shark doesn't know what to do. That shark is confused. It's scared.
He's got electro sensors, and I'm already rubbing on.
I'm going shark every day. Going shark every day. Not to mention,
you're going shark
all day.
I have a list of animals that I could take with my bare hands. A shark is one of them.
Wow, I'm interested.
Okay, great white, no longer than 6 feet in length. A hippopotamus that is no more than 7 months old. A kangaroo of any age. An alligator of any size. Any sort of sloth. Any sort of panther,
a sloth,
or wild cat. I also feel like I could take it with my bare hands.
And a Joshua tree.
The only one of those that I actually believe is the sloth. Every other one, you're fucked.
Okay, well, maybe I'll show you some of my selfies for my adventures.
You have a lot of faith in your ability to fight off wild animals, Tim. That's a new one.
Just choking a sloth.
Just kicking.
You're already asleep, but I'm going to put you to sleep.
Just kicking the shit out of a sloth.
It's like trying to pull you off.
Vacation 2020, kids. Here's Dad kicking the shit out of a sloth.
There you go.
Oh, it's Don.
There you go. This is what Dad can do, kids.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, Mike, what about you?
I never thought I'd be the voice of reason on this show, but I'm just going to take the shark because it'd be over quicker. That's it. I mean, I throw a punch and then you swallow me and then we'll call it a day.
Mike, I'd fight that shark off.
I don't know, man. Like, I feel like one of these two has a real legitimate chance of killing you and the other one is like, it's painful.
Yeah, but it's painful for years.
Am I the only person taking the leaf?
Wait, so how long's the leaf last?
Years. Like three, like, 4 years.
He said something about years, or Tim, I don't remember which one said it, about 2 years.
I've been wearing a mask for a few months and I'm losing my fucking shit. And that's over a mask that I get to take off at home.
You wouldn't make it. You'd have to go with the shark.
So,
how much do you know about shark attacks, guys?
Yeah, but you guys all watched that one documentary about the person that punched the shark in the face and
The girl who lost her arm.
They survive shark attacks.
Yeah. When she got her arm ripped off and she said she didn't feel a thing after it and just pedaled home because of shock.
Yeah.
Like, you want that. The Goomba Goomba, whatever the fuck that plant is. That shit will fuck your world up, dude. Like, there's nothing beside that. It's like there's a farm accident and a shark accident that seems very familiar. But the Goomba Goomba plant sounds like nothing you've ever fucking have experienced in your life.
Well,
and take the shark every day, as long as it's not your guts.
The Gimpy Gimpy leaf doesn't have three layers of teeth bigger than my hand. So.
All right, bro.
I don't know.
I'll take the shark
every day too.
Okay. We're going to move on. We're going to talk about New Year's because New Year's is coming up. This is our New Year's episode. So I want to hear.
Oh, wow.
I want you to fill in the blank. Okay.
Smack
so
my dick on the shirt.
I'm going to say a sentence. And then have you fill in the blank. First thing that comes to mind. Okay?
This?
Yeah, we are. You guys ready? Okay. Who wants to start?
I'll start.
Okay, Keith's up. Keith, my New Year's resolution is
to make sure that this podcast doesn't ruin my life.
I love it. I love it.
Going on next.
Next, Mike or Tim, who's up?
Professionally, there's two sides that it can ruin.
Professionally. Got it. All right.
Okay,
yeah. Tim, you're up.
Okay.
My New Year's resolution is, Tim, go.
Learn how to fight a shark.
There's a book out there. Have you seen the worst?
There's a book on this?
Tim, have you read Worst Case Scenario?
Of course, book? Yeah. I've also been.
Oh yeah.
So I've also been reading a lot about the USS Indianapolis, and I feel like a lot of them could have lived.
Well, doll's eyes.
He had black eyes.
1,300 of us went in. 99 of us went out.
Black eyes. By God, there were black eyes.
One of them, it was a torso.
I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
Jaws, man.
Oh, my God. Jaws. Dude. It's the most epic.
Oh, it's the USS Indianapolis?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that what it's called, Jaws?
That's what Hooper was talking about.
I waited my turn.
Okay. Okay.
By God, he had black eyes.
Doll's eyes. They rolled back.
It's been a long time since I've seen that movie. I need to rewatch it.
I grabbed it as a torso.
Mike. Before Wait, Keith I got the film that would have went on for at least another 10 minutes. Movie for us. Okay, Mike, you're up. My New Year's resolution
to
is
to never ever become this emotionally tied to a fantasy football league again. I am hurting. I'm hurt.
Good luck.
$250 makes you emotional.
Good luck, man.
That costs a lot of money.
You're gonna be immediately emotionally tied to this as soon as you get over your loss. Like in a month from now, you're gonna be like chomping at the bit to get back at this.
Well, right now, I'm hurting.
Drill, you're good.
This one fucking hurts real bad.
Well, that's what the bourbon trail's for, man. We're doing the bourbon
trail.
Yeah,
that's agreed, Josh. Nice.
I tried to get the last pick, and whoever I played last week. What a fucking moron that guy was.
Please tell me it was
I haven't changed. Please, I haven't changed my lineup in like 3 weeks.
I couldn't log in like twice.
All I wanted was the last pick so I could go boom, boom.
I couldn't even log in.
No, that doesn't give you last pick, Tim.
Was that me?
It's,
I don't know.
It's what you in. Get to pick.
It's your
you
choice.
Pick.
Where you want to pick.
Wait.
Like you select your
I wanted to finish last so I could get last pick.
That's not. Oh my God!
That's not how any of this works.
No, if I won it all, okay. I would.
So let's just move on.
I tried to pull a Jacksonville Jaguars. Oh, shit, dude. I don't get last pick. Fuck.
No. That's not how this
well,
works.
There goes Leonard. You do there goes the Leonard Fournette.
All right,
Tim. I'll beat you in Seattle for the live draft.
Are you guys ready for the next segment? We're not going to talk about our fantasy league.
Sorry,
anymore.
My bad. Okay. You
I,
asked.
I really messed that up.
You brought it up.
Golly. Y'all are killing me right now. Which one should I go? All right, so.
There's still a little more beer in this one.
I want to talk about 2020, okay? We're moving on to 2021. But I want to start off with a dear last year column. Okay, so we're each gonna hop on here.
Who got last pick?
And I told the guys that we're gonna talk.
I didn't get it.
And I want each of them to give a letter to last year.
Hold on.
So who
I got
would
one
like
for
to
you,
start
dude.
This? Who would like to start?
If you
this
want
to
out? Cheat? If you want to cheat on this one, dude, I wrote two. So
you Keith, you ready to rock?
Yeah, you want me to start it off?
Okay, hey, give me your letter of 2020.
Limerick
haiku.
Or haiku?
Haiku. Always a haiku.
Three funny guys, zero funny jokes told. My 2 weeks notice.
That was
an awesome IQ. That's the best. You want my limerick?
Yeah, I want it.
Because it's not that funny. That's funny. That's really funny. There was a man in 2020 who dealt with shit quite plenty. Things got worse, and here comes a hearse, and Josh sucks at fantasy.
Mic drop.
Oh, man. I'm glad you got
this. Guys, you gotta understand the beauty of these shitty poems. I think that haiku is pretty good, though.
I'm a fan. I'm a fan, Keith. I'm a fan. Thank you for being courageous enough to give us your poetry live.
I actually had to write that down.
That was great. Okay.
Who wants to go next? Struggling.
Anybody? Any takers? I can
I'll reread one.
Maybe we got
there was a man in 2020 who dealt with shit quite a plenty. Things got worse, and here comes a hearse, and Josh sucks at fantasy.
That's solid.
That's solid. Okay. I'm going to do mine if nobody's willing to jump in. Here we go. Dear 2020, here's what you gave us. Kobe died, COVID, mask wearing, quarantine, everyone ran out of toilet paper, little Richard died, civil unrest, stock market had its worst day in the history of the stock market, Alex Trebek died, the murder hornet arrived in the U.S. at over 2 inches long, Christian McCaffrey and Saquon Barkley, the number one and number two overall picks in most fantasy leagues, were both injured for the entire year. Africa had the worst locust storms it has seen in decades and also had an Ebola outbreak. No, that's not a joke. That's a real thing. They had an Ebola outbreak. The Black Panther died. California, Washington, and Australia all caught fire at the same time. Dak Prescott's ankle exploded. The Olympics got postponed. Eddie Van Halen died, and Full House's Aunt Becky went to jail. That's what you gave us. On top of all of this, we had the United States presidential election. Our chance to elect a leader to pull us out of this rotten, hemorrhoid-riddled bunghole of a situation. We were given two options. One, a raving lunatic with a Twitter account that can only be compared to the likes of Kanye West or Tom Green, and the other can barely remember his wife's name on a good day, and gets a little too touchy with children, if we're being honest. Either of these choices is clearly the equivalent of putting the Tiger King in charge of PETA. Last year was so bad that Britain decided to quit Europe. Last year was so bad that the U.S. government released footage of an actual UFO. They called it an unidentified aerial phenomena. Same, same. And no one fucking cared. Last year was so bad. Last year was so bad that Harry, an actual fucking prince, decided to quit his job of being a fucking prince. If you want some props, 2020, I have this for you. Thank you for The Last Dance. Thank you for The Mandalorian. And thank you for me taking home the fantasy football championship belt. And literally nothing else. Sincerely, go fuck yourself with sandpaper, Josh. That's my letter.
That was very nice, Josh. I'd like to step in, though. You told me it took you 10 minutes to write it, but it took you 15 minutes to deliver it. And then... And then right before that speech, you told us...
This is how my brain works, man. You told
us we weren't going to bring up fantasy football anymore this episode. That went right out the fucking window. But other than that...
Well, that's because you guys were making fun of me, but you didn't mention the fact that I won the league.
Hey, what...
Next,
you know, Kobe was horrible. Kobe dying was horrible, but I think wearing a mask trumps that.
Yeah.
That's all I gotta say about that.
You should have worn a mask
or a helmet.
A mask. That's all you had to do.
Okay, we've got two more. We've got two more. Who would like to go, Mike? Yeah, you wanna go?
Go ahead and go. So I have a different perspective on this year. So I just have bullet points, so this letter might not make much sense. But dear 2020, I feel you got a bad rap this year. Never in history has an entire nation became a certified doctor, scientist, or lawyer by sitting on their ass on their couch watching the news for 2 fucking months straight. But everybody seems to know fucking everything, even though the CDC can't figure out the fucking shit from week to week. But everybody fucking out there now knows everything. Let's see. Colin Kaepernick, who most of the country hated over the past 5 years, all of a sudden became a fucking hero because nobody has a job now. And he got his own Ben & Jerry's ice cream called Changing the World. Yeah, I'm not eating that bullshit. It's kind of the nation turned into a bizarro place. Prisoners were released from jail so they wouldn't spread COVID. And non-maskers are looked at like criminals. Let's see. Oh, our First Amendment. Everybody agreed it was a good idea for people to protest gather in large groups of protest to protect their First Amendment rights. But when it comes, the same amendment to assemble to pray together was frowned upon and churches were shut down. That was nice. Your proof that too much time in your hands is a terrible, terrible thing, 2020. That's all.
That was beautiful. Thank you. Not bad
for bullet points.
Pretty good for bullet points.
Oh, wait. What is your next page?
You obviously I just slid it down. I had stuff about police officers, but I know that's probably going to go bad with Tim.
There's obviously another page.
I could have went on and on.
We have one more person that hasn't spoken about 2020. Tim, have you prepared anything, sir?
I've prepared. This is 2020's letter to us.
Hold on. I'm just going to reintroduce my limerick. There was a man in 2020 who did this shit quite a plenty. Things got worse. And here comes a hearse. And Josh sucks at fantasy.
It gets better.
Right, maybe not.
It really does. It kind of grows on you.
It kind of grows.
Okay.
Tim,
okay.
I only did that because that is exactly what
we had. No. This is like the main act, right? Tim's going to be the main act for this. So you were kind of like the opener for him. So thank you, Keith.
Yeah.
Tim, the floor is now yours. Let's hear what you have.
This is 2020's letters to us. So I reversed the question.
Oh.
You ready?
Of course you did. Yes.
All right, here we go. What are you looking at? Y'all a bunch of fucking assholes. You know why?
I'm looking at myself.
You don't have the guts
dude.
To be what you want to be. You need people like me. You need people like me so you can point your fucking fingers and say, that's the bad guy. So what make you? Good? You're not good. You just know how to hide. How to lie. Me, I don't have that problem. Me, I always tell the truth, even when I lie. So say goodnight to the bad guy. Come on. The last time you're going to see a bad guy look at this again. Let me tell you, come on. Make a way for the bad guy. There's a bad guy coming through. That's Tony Montana from Scarface.
I was going to say, you did the whole thing in Tony Montana, and that's fucking awesome. And there's just no other... That's fucking great. I realized about halfway through it, I was like, he's doing Scarface right now, and I love it.
I think...
Is Scarface the most overrated movie
Most underrated.
Of all time? Oh, you're right, man. You're right.
I got a question first off, I have a question for Tony Montana.
I'm going to go grab some beers.
Do you...
And pee in my kitchen and my garbage.
Well, sink. Hey... Shoot for the toilet, and that'll probably make Anna a little less pissed at you in the morning.
No, it's right next to the beer fridge.
Okay. You do what you gotta do, man. You do what you gotta do.
You know that sink? That you pee in
there? Yeah.
In the garage?
Yeah, I've been there.
Nobody does that? Nobody?
I wish I had a
sink
in the garage.
Can you cut this out of that? Can you
And better yet, maybe I'll just install a urinal in my garage. That'd be even better.
Do you guys want to hear my letter to 2020?
Sure. I do.
No. Oh, you have a letter
too?
Yeah,
my letter to 2020. It was awesome having you in Mr. Ewart's class. Stay cool. Have a great summer.
I like it.
That was a yearbook.
I liked it.
That was just the yearbook?
That's the yearbook.
I'm pretty happy with everybody's takes on 2020. That said, you know what else I'm happy with? The people that give us our audio.
The three funniest guys I know would like to put a big thanks out to our sponsor, Hand Drawn Records and Hand Drawn Pressing. The bands that you're hearing on the show, like Exit 380, The Screaming Thieves, Andrew Tinker, Brandon Callie's band, Cutthroat Finches, and Heart of the City are all under the Hand Drawn Records record label. So thanks for the rights to the music, Hand Drawn. This local company based out of Dallas has done a great service to the show, and we really appreciate y'all.
That said, what do you guys think about a little trivia to wrap the show up? Everybody ready for that?
Yep.
Fuck you, Mike.
Thanks, Tim.
Hey, you guys want to talk about why you're in such a bad mood with each other or what?
I loved him. I thought this is just banter, no? Do you have a...
Tim, you got anything?
Do you have a dislike for me?
Yeah, no, not if friendly banter, if the definition of banter is just like a deep-seated hatred for liars, for dirty, filthy liars.
Listen.
I literally have to get a garbage bag to put all the beer.
If I be happy I'm not going to Spokane, because by day three, I'd probably fucking sneak in your room and smother you with a fucking pillow. How about
that? I'm still going to show up at the... out of principle, I'm going to show up at the airport at 4 o'clock. Just out of principle.
Pour one out for Mike. Pour one out.
For the friend who never showed up.
I'll take a shot with you just to be cool. Hey, a good friend would do this, Tim. You go there at 4 o'clock, you call me, and we'll take a fireball shot.
That's what I'm doing.
Yep.
I'll be there.
Oh. You know why? Because when I say I'm going to be there, I'm there.
I'm going to video this shit.
Oh, that's cute that Josh gets to say, oh, I'll take a fireball shot with you. Is he going to Spokane? Nope.
I can't.
Taking the easy way out.
You bought a plane ticket. Yeah. It didn't show up.
I'm glad I'm not. Jesus, dude. Oh, nuts, man.
You're nuts. You have no nuts.
Hey, you know what?
How many more minutes do we have?
Fuck.
All I'm saying is this.
Hey, who talks?
One of the guys in the
like
league
that?
Won the fantasy football league and chose Louisville, Kentucky, for us to go to and go do the Bourbon Trail for our live draft. And everybody needs to be there. We'll record all of us live and in person for the first time ever. So everybody get there.
Do I not get the last pick?
That's all I'm saying.
Wait, why do we have to wait like another 9 months to get together?
What about us three, dude? Like, we're like exceptional.
We can do that.
No. Are we
exceptional,
together? Like three together? Yeah. I don't want anything to do with that draft.
Or that league. Fuck that league. I just need a vacation.
Yeah, you guys are so mad now. Talk to me in 2 months.
Josh was like, yeah, if you pay me $250 and I make $5,000, then I'll use $100 in the back end.
Dilly dilly.
Yeah, fine.
I deliver you, Mr. Becker.
Dilly dilly.
King Becker. My three best players from my roster.
Did I tell you guys I record every single episode naked? I don't know why, but I just wanted to tell you that.
Is that why you aren't on camera?
I kind of wish we all did it naked.
Not with these cameras. Hey, are we going to do trivia? Are we running out of time here? What's going on?
Pop quiz. Just because you're funny doesn't make you smart. Good segue, Mike. This is trivia we should know.
I'm going to turn on my camera right now and show you my flaccid penis.
Remember, like, 90s?
Your
like, 6-inch
flaccid penis?
I'll do it. Our fan club from the email.
Hey,
90s
shit. Wow.
I gotta see if this camera has first? A wide angle. Just a second.
Who wants to go first?
Dude, I'm going to get in there. It's like, oh, dude, what are you doing? And then it's like the last... footage. It's like some fucking MTV like.
Oh, jeez. All right,
who's starting in trivia?
I guess I'll go first, man.
Yeah, let's do it. I lost.
Mike, you said you go first
last time.
Okay, Mike, for 1 point, what is Chandler's last name in the sitcom Friends?
Bing. Chandler Bing. Oh, shit.
Not okay, I asked Mike, sorry about and that. He got it
yep,
right.
Sorry about
so
that. That's my bad.
He gets 1 point.
That's my bad.
I love the fact that you guys all know it, even though you made fun of Friends. Okay.
I hate Friends.
Keith.
Yes.
You're up next. Which element?
The hardest question.
Which element is known as Hg on the periodic table of elements?
I was wondering
what I
would break
even.
First,
I
your spirit
even.
Or your body?
Hey Tim, hey Tim, it's not your. It's not your.
I literally answer. Can't do it. I can't even guess.
Keith, Hg.
No, that's on like the 100th level of the periodic table.
No?
I can't do it.
Okay. You don't even want to take a
Mercury,
guess.
Motherfuckers.
No.
They
it's
expect
Mercury.
One of us in the wreckage,
it's
brother.
Mercury. Okay. Tim, you're up next. 1 point.
Mike, that Mercury shit was dope.
I'm a college student, Keith. I'm smart.
Okay, I'm Tim, are you ready?
I thought it was on the 117.
I knew how to use Google on my phone.
Yeah, he looked it up. Tim.
What?
When Ross cannot get a Santa suit for his son for Christmas, what does he dress up as in the sitcom Friends?
I fucking hate the show.
But you know the answer, don't you?
An armadillo?
Oh, you're such an idiot. You know it. You act like you've never seen it. You guys know all these answers. That's why I ask. Who knows that he dressed up as an armadillo unless you watch every episode? Don't even lie. Okay. Next up is Mike. You ready, Mike? True, false. Sharks have no bones in their bodies.
True. Oh, no, their fucking teeth are bones, huh?
That is true. Oh.
Victory has defeated you.
That's from the X-Men, isn't it? Okay,
no,
Keith.
That's what the fuck that is.
Keith, you're up next. True, false. Yeah. Ross was married and divorced 3 times in the sitcom Friends.
True.
Man, you know, for guys that don't know much about the sitcom Friends and make fun of it all the time.
He had a 50-50 shot on that one.
I fucking hate
You haven't
Friends.
Missed any of the questions. You didn't have a 50-50 shot on Holiday Armadillo.
Well, it's fucking
that.
Tim watches that What's bullshit.
That mean?
The bullshit.
Tim.
Myself out of a Harvard.
Speaking of Tim, you're up next. Tim, yeah. True or false, the Russian language has the most words of any language worldwide.
Ooh, I want to say it's Mandarin, right? Let me see. Mandarin?
Oh.
Oh, boy.
True or false, the Russian language has the most words of any language worldwide.
False.
The answer is false, but not for the reason that you said. English, actually.
No way, you lying sack of shit.
True statement.
You fucking cunt, dude.
The Mandarin language uses characters, but as far as words are concerned, the English language has the most.
Really? I didn't know.
Okay, now we're moving on to the two-point questions. Two-point questions. Mike, you're up first.
Mercury was only a one-point
country.
Theatricality, a deception, powerful agents to the uninitiated.
So Mike, for 2 points... We're getting into the ones you guys are going to like for the two-pointers.
What, do you got fucking Golden Girl questions now?
No.
This is in reference to our lead-in band, our band that we get pumped with. Mike, what country does the band AC/DC originate from?
Oh, that's a good question.
Easy question.
No, it's not for you, Keith. It's for
it's
Mike.
It's an easy question.
I think during that time frame, all the bands came from Britain. So I'll go with Britain.
Dumb answer. That's not the right
America.
Answer.
The answer is Australia.
Everybody knew that. Everybody fucking knew that.
It's called the Odds Rock.
Okay, Keith.
I thought you said ACDC.
Keith.
What do you got?
For two points. Keith, this is your 2 point question.
That story, guys.
The powerful will be ripped from the decadent nest and cast out into the cold world.
Hey, Josh, remember when you said you thought this was going to be a good episode?
I did at first. It's starting to change my mind.
Oh, it's getting better, dude.
Keith, it's your question. You ready?
Yes.
For 2 points, what decade did AC/DC start?
Really interesting thing about classic rock that a lot of people don't know about is that like Black Sabbath started in like 68. I'm going to go with the 60s on AC/DC. Let's see it.
The answer is the 70s.
Damn it. I jumped the shark.
It was the early 70s to give you a little better feeling, but
it doesn't matter. Black Sabbath was 68. Let's
put that Tim, are you ready for your last 2 point
yes.
question?
Yes.
John. AC/DC was started by two brothers, Malcolm and Angus. What is their last name?
Isn't it Young?
What was that?
I had to call out their first year of their album.
What'd you say, Tim?
Isn't it Young?
He said Con.
Young is the correct answer. That's correct. Malcolm and Angus Young.
So, I mean, you can go with a decade, Angus Keith. Con.
Don't act like it was super hard. And Tim wins.
I love it. There's not a 3-point question?
Tim wins this one. Wow. You didn't get any wrong. That was a 2-point question. You got 4 points.
I always get the words.
Who was the original vocalist?
Tim wins.
Anybody know?
John. Well, he died. Bon?
Bon Scott died, right?
Bon Scott. There it is. There it is.
I think it was a guy named Dave.
Yeah, I don't know for sure, but his name was it was Jeffrey, and he's.
I think it was a guy named Dave.
He carried a tune.
Do you guys have anything? You guys have anything you want to wrap up 2020 with?
You think we're at the end?
I'm about to drop the outro.
You really adopted to the dog.
Send us out with that limerick.
There was a man in 2020 who dealt with shit quite a plenty. Things got worse, and here comes a hearse, and Josh sucks at fantasy.
I love you.
Bravo.
There for 2021, guys.
Tim, did you have anything you would like to say?
I didn't see the light until I was a man. And by then, it was only blinding.
Out we go with Bane. Wow. Mike, you have anything you want me to say?
I just have the question, like, how the show is getting progressively fucking worse from episode to episode.
I don't know if it's getting better.
Episode 13, you got Keith Limerick 4 times. Goodbye, 2020. Let's hope 2021.
Can you guys cut it? And then I'll just sit here and drink.
Hey, Mike, what time are we picking you up tomorrow?
5 p.m. Checking my bag. 5 p.m. Have that flashlight ready, buddy.
I just have the one. Do you mind if we share it?
It's used.
Oh, God.
At least fucking wash it with soap.
Really?
And warm water.
Dude,
soap and warm water.
Yeah, what?
Nope.